The Gemara in Ksubis on the Chesam Abeis, the Gemara says that the children of Reb Chiya, they passed away, and the Shlokish went to go visit them on the second day with the Meturgmim to go Menachem Ovel. So he asked the Meturgmim to go say something to say why they passed away. So on the second Lush of Ikadami Baku, the Gemara says, this is what the Meturgmim said. He brings a pasuk in Yeshayah. Al kein al bachur lo yismach Hashem. Hashem Baruch is unhappy with the bachur. Bas yisaimov, bas almanoisov, lo yurachim. Hashem Baruch has a rachmanis and yisaimim od almanois. Ki kulei chonof umeira. V'chol peh doiv in avala. V'chol zois lo yishov apa yiv oid yodin tuyoy. Hashem Baruch is angry with especially the bachur, the almanois and yisaimim, that they did things wrong. Suspecting more, my v'oid yodin etuyoy, omer rav chonim barav, akol yodim kala lama nixel chupa, everyone knows why a kala goes to the chupa, ella kol hamanavel piv, umoitzi dava navalame piv, anyone who says nivel peh, I feel nechdam lo gzardino shel shem mishona le toivo, nehepacholov le ra. Any person who says nivel peh, that's an ulcer, therefore, his dinners, his einishes, that 70 years of good that had exerted from Kodesh Baruch already in the past will be in the hapach tirach, I'll get punished for it. I'll get changed to 70 bad years. So what is nivel peh? So first, the Olam says nivel peh is a curse word. Curse is really a klala. Nivel peh. The word nivel is either, in the Ivrit they call it fade or to wither. Well, batim, it means a dirty word, a disgusting word. It's not a klala. It means a disgusting word. So what is nichel in nivel peh? What is disgusting? What is a dirty word? So the lashon of the Peleoids in Erech Dibur, he says, "Hu amedaber b'dvom shbein ish li'ishtoi." Nivel peh is only one thing. Things that bein ish li'ishtoi. Nivel peh is only things like the Gemara says, "Akol yodim kal lom nichsel l'chupa." Dafka the inn of arayis. That's it. The makor for this is the Chreidim. The Chreidim Perich of Dalet says the isim nivel peh is the isim in the Torah. It's a lav in the Torah. Which lav? So he quotes the pasuk in Kitzeitze. The pasuk says, "Lo yira b'cha ervis dava." A person cannot see ervis dava. So he dashes into ervis dava, ervis dibur. Dibur. The word dava is dibur. The words cannot be the words of arayis. Therefore, he says, "The isim nivel peh is the isim of ervis dibur." So we see again that the isim of nivel peh in this Gemara that says the oinish is such a terrible oinish that 70 years of good is can be turned to bad. That's dach with the inin of arayis. It's also medish in Vikarabo, in Perch of Dalas of Zayin, in Parsha of Dalas of Zayin. It says also the Ervis, Dovas Ervis Dibur, Omo Rav Shmuel, what is that? That's Zen Nibel Peh, Dachin Nibel Peh. Then when Ezra and the Pasuk also over there says that Ervis Dovas, what that means? That means Saipa Maiso and Saipa Dibur. Either one is Nichol and Arayas. And the Mesil Shisharim in Perik Yud Aleph, when he goes through the Nikias, he's a long Perik, he starts, when he brings the Arayas in the beginning, he says the Arayas has different Madragas. One is the Mice itself, and other in the Nichol Arayas is doing the, speaking about it. Nivel Peh is speaking about Arayas. So this whole Gemara, when it says this terrible Einish, the person gets the Is of Nivel Peh of this Gemara is Dafka one thing, of Hu Ben Ishla Ishtoi, Tvam Ben Ishla Ishtoi, Nichol Arayas. And that you get 70 years for. There is another Gemara in Psachim, on Daf Gimel, Amad Aleph. The Gemara says, "Al yitzei odem dava maguda mipiv." A person should not say something maguda from his mouth. That luchur means anything. That's lav dafka arayis. That means anything maguda. The Gemara's case is over there. The brings out a pasuk in the Torah. The Torah says, "Einei tor and sev tomein." That means besides the isser of nivel pen, the Torah is arayis. There's nothing isser of dava maguda. Should not say things that are not nice. This Gemara is brought down halacha in our Chaim Sim Kuf Levav. Mishabur, the Mogavam, or other noise that came over there, it says a person should not say Dov Maguna Mepiv. What is the Isser? So you can say Islam is Isser the Rabbanon. However, the Rishonim bring down the Makar from the Torah, the Rambam in Moinavuchim, Mechelik Gimel, and Pazaches. He writes that a person should not speak Maguna. He says that's why the Torah, the Ivrit, is called Lashon HaKodesh. It's called Kodesh because Be'etzem there is nothing for the Makam Azacha, Makam Nekeva, or there's nothing for Tsoya, or Meriklaim. Tsoya just means Yetze, went out. It doesn't really mean what we teach it to mean. Or Meriklaim means the water between your legs. But Be'etzem there is no word for saying it. Lashon HaKodesh is a Torah language, and there's nothing to say bad things, not nice things. And he says, all Nichol Pasuk in Yisroel, V'atem Tiyuli Mamlechas Koinim V'Goy Kodosh. That Kodesh Baruch Hu does Klai Yisrael, you're Mamlechas Koinim V'Goy Kodosh, a holy nation. If you're Magrish who you are, and if you have dignity to oneself, if you're Choshev, then you won't go around saying not nice words. Poshet, if you don't see a king going around saying not nice things, and if he does, they'll make fun of him. It's not pekovedik. It's not chson in your covet. Therefore, says the Rambam, a person says dovo maguno. He's the over there. The pasuk that says that you should be mamlechas koin of the goy kodesh. The shai tshuva and shai gimel and reish chavtes. He also says when a person speaks dovo maguno, it's also mechalik dushes yisrael. Brings another pasuk in pasuk v'eschanon that says rak am chokum v'noivam hagoy godel hazeh. That you Klai Yisrael, you're am chokum, you're a smart nation, you're understandable, you're goy godel hazeh. If you say nivul peh, or you say anything dovo maguno, that's knocking a goy godel. A smart intellectual person does not go around saying not nice things for no reason. He says besides for the Indian that you're knocking your midas, is a chsar nabushel, chsar nsnias, or that there's adas ponim in it, this time it's in and of itself that you're a goy godel. Well, a third makor is Ramban in the pasuk Gedoshim to you that says also you're saying things that are like the Vopar, that's moist, that's disgusting. You're starting the pasuk of Gedoshim to you. So it comes out besides for the Isser of Arayas, of Nivul Peh of Arayas, Mamash, which the Gemara is saying is Oinish, of Shiv Mishono, there's a second concern of Dov Maguno, which is concerned the pasuk of either Goy Godol or Goy Kadosh or Gedoshim to you. What is the Gedder of Dov Maguno? So, Chor Pashas, the get is really totally in who's saying it, when he's saying it, where you live, the place, depends upon everyone. But just to say over a Meister from a revised, now he says it over, he said, Yisra Palm, he went to a Palm Zatzal in Issim. No, the certain words that are not nice, are nice, can understand different ways. Is it also to say it? Is it Mutter, is it Pesed to say it? So, a Palm Zatzal answer back, you mean like fresh? That's what you mean? So Rav Palm, as Rav Rashi said, from the answer itself, you understood what Rav Palm was saying. You understand? Anything above fresh is a chsor in Dov Maguno. Everyone, of course, can judge every situation is different, but Dov Maguno means something that's not nice, it shouldn't be said. Fresh, yes, lying. But otherwise, everything above that is chsor in chsor in Dov Maguno. A person has a responsibility not to say Dov Maguno. What about listening to Nivul Peh? Can you hear somebody else say it? Or listen to tapes with people saying it? Or is no, the Issa Dafka saying it B'Peh? So the Chofetz Chaim in Hilchos Lashon Hara, he brings down the beginning of 17 Lav and 14 Aseiv, Re'eruim. So the second Lav is Loisiso Shema Shav. The person should not hear something of Shav. When you hear Lashon Hara, it's Shav. In fact, the Be'em Chaim, the Chofetz Chaim is, when you hear Lashon Hara, who says it's Shav? Maybe it's Emes. Maybe it's Emes. So he says no, because first of all, who says? Maybe Checker. But even Baruch Hu's Yelo Sof Taiti knows to say Shav. At the end, he brings down the Chofetz Chaim brings down the Sefer Yad Ketano. Look at the Yad Ketano inside. He says anything that is moist, anything that's Torah, disgusting, that's Nichol and Shav. Shav does not mean false. Shav means something that's meaningless, it's pointless. That's Shav. Therefore, anything that's disgusting is over the Issa of Lois Yisra Shem Hashav. You hear something disgusting, you're over the Issa. So it could come out that when you hear Nivul Peh or Dov Shein HaHokin, it could be over the Issa Dereisa of Lois Yisra Shem Hashav. So the Chalkas B'Nyomin in Klal Vov, B'Nyomin Kohen in Klal Vov, in Sivkon Beis, the Issa's Kashi, said every time you hear Nivul Peh or Dov Shein HaHokin, you're over the Issa of Lois Yisra Shem Hashav. So he answers, no, the only time that L'Sisha Meshav is only when there's a lav in the Torah of speaking on it, then there's an Isser of hearing it. However, in the Vulpeh, there is no Isser of saying it. What do you do with the Charedim? So before him, I'm getting, that the Charedim holds Isser in the Vulpeh, is Isser in the Torah, of L'Yer B'cha Eves Dovet, lav in the Torah. L'Chor, according to the Charedim, you tell me there's an Isser to hear it. So L'Chor, to answer, you can answer with the morale of Ksubas Avches. He himself says there's a difference between Lashon Hara and between Nivul Peh. They work two different ways. Lashon Hara is dafka when you are speaking to somebody else. If nobody's around, you're speaking to the four walls, there is no issue of Lashon Hara. Could be the Chofetz Chaim argues. But however, the morale certainly clearly says that speaking to the four walls, there is no issue. Mash Enki Nivul Peh, the issue of Nivul Peh is that you are saying it does not make a difference if a person hears it or not. Saying Nivul Peh, you stub your toe and no one's around, you're thinking you can cry out and say any Nivul Peh you want, says the morale, it's an Issa Gomer, it's the same Issa as if someone's around. It's an Issa of saying the words mitzad yourself, not mitzad the Shmiel. So it could be the Issa, Lois Issa Shem HaShav, is dafka when there's an Issa that you need the Shemaya. Lois Issa you need the Shemaya. Lois Issa Shem HaShav is going in a case in Bezdin, when there's either the Toyin is saying something, or the Eidim is saying something, when they need a Shemaya over here. Mashiach in the Vopad, there is no Inan of Shemaya, Mikra Adin, could be the, therefore won't be Nichol on the Pasuk, Lois Issa Shem HaShav. What?
The Goy saying
the Vopad. Is there an Issa
in the Goy? You listen to the Goy.
So, at this possible not. We'll get to other... However, there's a Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that Kol Manavos Piv Mamikim Lo Gehenim. Anyone with Manavos Piv, he goes down to the depths of Gehenim. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak says Ach Shemeh V'Shoisek. Someone hears it and keeps quiet. Who heard it is also going to be yoy to the depths of Gehenim. Shmi itself, before the Gemara says it, is Issa Shmiel. Now, in Klai Chakir, why is Issa Shmiel? Is it mitzad techocho? Or is it mitzad destam? Is it for you to hear it? If it's mitzad techocho, maybe a guy won't be nachmino, you hear things on tapes, you see you, things you can make a machal against Hollywood. No, what do you want? So, but what about, or is it mitzad, no, that stam, is Issa in and of itself of hearing it. So, the Sefer Siach of Sosenu Perektes, he writes, it's a Heindiger Sefer, Bezman Azeh, he writes, this is Mitzad Macho. Where is it coming from? He doesn't quote where he gets it from, he just says that he's going on Nevel Peh, the Gedarim. He said, this is Mitzad Macho, and if so, you'd have a lot of Eterim. However, you look around in the Pashas, the Rishonim, the Achoyim, it's not that way. If you look in the Mesil Shishom in Perek Kedalev, when he says the Gedar of Nevel Peh, so when he starts off, there's Issa Varayis. Issa Varayis is what? He says, Sai, doing it for Maisel. Sai doing it bepeh and Sai hearing it. It's not nichel and issa of macha. The issa of hearing nivel peh is nichel and shmiya. It's one of the anach, one of the branches of a rais. You can speak about it, you can do it, and you can hear it. It's issa nivel peh alter rais. Ruhudin, the Rebbeinu Yonah and Sefer Yiro, says also the issa and lchura is dafka hearing it and having enough from it. However, there's no nach din macha, it's time you should not hear it. Also, the Shai Shuvah, Shai Gimel, Eish Reish Chaktes, says when a person hears it, he has to close up his ears. Don't say he has to make a machal, he says you have to close up your ears. So you see, Mitzad Rebbeinu Yonah, Mesil Hasharim, the get is, the Shmi is Mitzad, you cannot hear it. There's a chesaron in you, Mitzad the Rais, that you should not hear. It's still Nevel Peh. What about Dovah Shein HaHogin, things are not nice, are you allowed to hear it or not? So Besim is Gemara Daf Heyman Aleph, like Shuvah, the Gemara says, Shem Yishma Adam Dovah Shein HaHogin, if you hear something Shein HaHogin, then what should you do? You neich etzboi ba'oznav, you take your finger and you put it into your ear. Now what is that? Is it something you should do, a nice thing to do? So the Chavetz Chaim and Klal Vav, he brings down this Gemara and says, it's the Rabbani, you have to do it. It's not Stam, the Gemara sounds like a Gator, very nice. The Chavetz Chaim brings it down, says, it's the Rabbani, you have to do it. What's Dovah Shein HaHogin? So Chavetz Chaim says, maybe, he starts off maybe Slosh Norah, then he says, no, Slosh Norah, it's the Raisa. What is it? It sends you to a Rambam in Parakamo of Ovis, and over there he says one of the cases of the Rambam is Nivel Peh. It's on this other cases, but the case is Nivel Peh. Dov Shein HaHogin is anything that's in a Hogin. You have to put your fingers in the ears not to hear it. There's a Sefer Oruch Mishorim. The name of the Sefer is Shulchan Aruch Lamidis. When he brings down the sin of you should not hear Dov Shein HaHogin, he says, Mamashal, things are not nice. Dov Shein HaHogin, Nivel Peh. Those things you have to call up your ears. Therefore, you have it could be said that the Issa Shmir al Sin of a Raya Shaboy, but also the Gemara thing is the Issa Afon, a person cannot hear Dovish in a Hogan. Dovish in a Hogan means anything that's not nice. So, who will come out that Nachmina is, let's say, there are comedians or different tapes that people hear that are funny, and they say it's clean, why don't speak about Noshim? However, you allow them to speak about things that nice, Nevel Peh, Dovish in a Hogan. They use words that are incorrectly, and the person will have a responsibility, a chiyud rabbanon, that he should not listen to it. Why? Because it's davshin ahogin, you should close your ears off from it. The Gemara goes on in Shabbos, on daf lamed gimel amud beis. The Gemara says, by the gedder of nivel peh, it's a similar Gemara in that Ksubas, Kamat Sem Gemara. The Gemara starts off, what's the punishment for nivelus peh? It says, tzoretz rabbi, to get lav tzar. Gzeres kosher is to love hard gzeres. Mitzchatzos ubechuri yisoni yisol mesim, and the bechorim of the people who hate yisol die. You also have almanis tzoikim loy reinenanin, and the yisoyim of almanis they cry out, they don't get answered. They close the pasuk yishai that we bring down the whole gemara over in Gesubis. The ma'aseh lashon of the gemara is that bechuri yisoni yisol mesim. The bechorim of yisoni yisol die. People who hate yisol die. What it means, Sony Yisrael? Vada, what it means, the Gemara, is that Yisrael will die. But the Gemara does not want to use the Lashon of Yisrael. They say Sony Yisrael. So why is the Gemara saying the Lashon of Sony Yisrael? To understand that, you go back to the Gemara, Ksibas and Chasim Beis. The Gemara says that Rish Lakish again told the Metorgman to say something to Menachem Ovel, the Olam, who is standing there. So the Metorgman said, Achinam, Yugonim, and Mudachim, my brothers who are very sad, who are in sorrow, Ba'ovel, Azeh, put your heart to understand this. This is going to happen forever. The siv hum meisheshes meabreshes. Rab mshalsu rab yishtu. A lot of people they drank. A lot of people will drink. Meaning kamishtu bishonim kamishtu achoinim. Just like until now, people died. Billions and trillions of people died. Who will be in the future? And much in the next 100 years in this world, 5 billion people will die. So what is it? He's telling them, Baruch v'nachum aveinu, should be v'nachum upon yourself, the be'etzem, and that's the metzias. Don't be so sad. That's the metzias in the world. That people, just like they did die, they will die. So it says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Rav Mishosu Leimo, to say a lot of people did die in the past, that's mutter. However, Rav Yishtu, to say that a lot of people will die, loy leimo, you should not say. Omar, why? The Gemara explains, the Omar Shlokish, Chayn Tom, Shmeid, Rav Yesi, Lo'ilam, Ayitach, Odin, Piv, L'Satan. A person should never open up his mouth to the Satan. A person should not say something bad. Why? Because it causes it to happen. So, who that's Pshan, the Gemara, in Shabbos, Afam, Gimel, by the punishment for Nivul Pan, the Gemara says, the son of Yisrael will die. That means Yisrael, but we don't want to say Yisrael, so we say son of Yisrael. What is Pshat in the ghetto of Al Yiftach Adam Piv L'Satan? So first, is it Aser, is it Mutter, or something you should not do? So the Hel Yoyitz in Erech Dibur, he writes, Al Yiftach Adam Piv L'Satan is an Issa Gomer. It's Aser, a person cannot do it. El Hu, the reason is, in Apisoro, is like it says in Yerodeus and Kufte Zayin, Chamir Sakanta Mei Suro. Sakana is more dangerous than Isurim. Anything that's Sakana, anything that works in the higher Olam, Eichlami is more awesome than Isur itself. It works stronger that way. Divu Chamir Sakanta Mei Suro. Now we can tie it the other way around. The Be'etzim it's Mutter. Why? There's a locha called Kimon Dosh Berabim Dosh. Whatever people do is Mutter. The Marshal, the Bein Bachai says a person cannot eat fish and milk together. Svadim Amachm on it. However, the Ashkenazim have fish and meat. Says the Pesach Tshuva, why? Kivin Dosh Berabim Dosh. Olam does it. Shoyim Abisayim Hashem. Akadosh Baruch Hu watch over us. So, who did it over here? The Olam Yitach Odin Pim V'Satan. However, if the Olam says certain things, the Marshal, the Sefer Hasidim says you should not say, I can't do something. You say, I don't want to, not right now, but say, I can't. Hashem Baruch Hu, make sure you can't do it. You shouldn't say that. However, everyone says the word, I can't. I cannot do something. You can physically, you just don't want to. It could be, Be'etzim is Mutter, why is Kivin Dosh B'Rabim Dosh? So I'm not sure if Be'etzim is an author, or is it just something a person shouldn't do, but Kulam is something you should not do. Now,
it's a Gomer, but not a Kivin Dosh B'Rabim.
It's also only a Sakana. And it's all Sakana, we say Kivin Dosh B'Rabim Dosh. The Marshal, because the Gemara in Shabbat says, B'Yayim Oynim, a person cannot do a Milo. The Gemara says, why do Mila eat on a cloudy day? Why Kim Dosh Be'Rab Mdosh? Mice is an Indian to be Machmon, Kim Dosh Be'Rab Mdosh. So look at the base Yosef by Mila, there's Machloikis over there. We know Machloikis is showing them as an Indian to be Machmon on a Yom Oinen. The Mice, I never saw anyone push off the best Mila because of a cloudy day. So Elam doesn't seem to be Machmon, even though the Arpais can say you should be, Yesh Lion, why we're not on a cloudy day.
And what
is that? The fish mean is that's what Allah and the Elam does, they are Machmon. So fish and milk. By fish and milk? The business Jew is talking about Pasha Ashkenazim, the Svartim, the Machmon it. Why be Machmon? Kim Dosh B'Rabim Dosh. For Mekel, Svartim, why they're Machmon? Because they don't have Dosh B'Rabim. Their Rabim is an Echlami Machmon. Their Rabim, the Svartim? The Yalki Yosef, Yavad Yosef Paskin is to be Machmon for it. What? Depends who you allow them. I'll be the guy next to you. But the nice thing about yourself is Machman being done others. He has a tshuva on it.
You don't have a chiyuv to start back like a matzah that it won't be Dosh B'Rabim?
I don't see anyone being Machman with Smilo. Again, they are Machman with a post from wine. Sometimes they say, be Machman, be Machman, be Machman. Well, you should line get a Dosh B'Rabim Dosh. The mice, certainly should not do it. And the oil is brought down a lot of mice in your day, and it's a shin I involve. Ramon Sepeis, he has a case by an oval that a car passed away, and the oval is getting up to speak. So the Ramon says, the oval should not say, Lo yeim ha'odim, lo nefratik fi maisai uk yoitzi bedvar ma'elu. The oval should not say, the Kosh Baruch Hu is not paying me fi my maisim, but I deserve much worse. However, and the person passed away has nothing to do with me. I deserve much worse. You should not say it. Says Ramah, why? Shall Yitzchak Piv Adam L'Satan? Ramah brings it down La Locha. Person should not open up his mouth and say it. It's an Oster Gomer Yesh Lain. However, certainly is something that a person should not do. The Mekal Ma'aseh Ramah is Shul Gemara in Brachas Daf Yutes. It's brought down. It's a Gemara over there. And Betzim is brought down. Come on, over Poiskim. While Yitzchak Adam Piv L'Satan, the Magadron, Pri Chodesh, Chasholchan, Kafachaim. Come on, everyone brings down this Gemara in different aspects, in different cases. To understand it, there are two different ways to understand this Gemara. There's one Mahalach that Moshe the Shloah in Shara Isis in Shtika Oischav Zayin, he says there's a koiches called Oirei Hayoyim, which I'm not sure that is a koich Oirei Hayoyim, that says when a person speaks, whatever he says is b'makuyim chashav shalom, anything he says, and therefore he says anything you say about yourself, say by Kolo or say you have to people you have to be very careful not to say it about yourself. It happens to yourself, you say it about yourself, you can get your reward for it, which will happen to you. And he says, who do you should say about yourself, and also about your wife? Why? Because your wife is palgo and half of yourself, and therefore you say it about your wife, and saying about yourself, ichnami, it will come true. Maisa, we do see from the Shlah, this is Israel, you have to people the sort of dark on yourself. You cannot say about yourself, or your wife, which is part of you. However, to say it about somebody else, there's no concern. There's no bayah. So it could be, I don't know, the two ways to answer. One, you can say that to everyone afterwards. You said the bracha. It could be everyone said amen afterwards. He's saying baruch menachem avinu. It could be he said amen. Or it could be he's saying that I have to do the gemara. They said amen. It won't be sure. Lloyd, down to this is the mashah. This gemara my cotton that you chestam nalef. The gemara says bris kusel l'svasayim. The way how your lips speak is kairos, you cut a deal with your lips. What does that mean? The Gemara says, brings down by Avraham Avinu, that when he went to do the Akedah, so what happened, he told the Yishmael staying behind, he said, Vani vana nelchat koi, me and the Nair, me and Yitzchak will go until here, v'shtakva will bow down, v'shuva lechem will turn to you. Says the Gemara, what do you mean return to you? How can you say it? The Gemara says, since he said it, therefore returned, and therefore brisk kusulus v'sayin. That whatever your words are is because, and that's for something good, not for bad. In fact, the mashal over there, what's the difference between ayitach od pivla sotan, which is ra, and bris kusulus v'sayim? The mashal answers, they work two different ways. The way how ayitach od pivla sotan works, it works mikoyach haydos baldin kamei edim domi. That when you say something about yourself, being moida, that's what you deserve, therefore you are taking away the midas harachamim, you take away the erech apayim, and you're left with the midas hadin. It's haydos baldin kamei edim domi. And similar, the Mashon Ksubas Chesem Beis, he said the very beginning, the same idea, it works Mikoy Chaydos Baldin. That means the Lord only works upon you, because you can't be Moida for somebody else. A Dos Baldin is only for yourself. Therefore, again, according to the Mashon, it's also doctor for yourself. It can make a Dos Baldin for somebody else. Oh, you say about yourself? No, better not. It can be a Dos Baldin for yourself. His Mikoy Baldin is that's part of you. That's you. That's not, again, the Shlah just said you can't say a klal on your wife because it's just pocketed it up. We're going in a sakon or a higher Indian, not talking about exact straight halacha. I mean, a higher thing that it's hard to understand exactly how it works. So the Mashal's Makor is also in Yaakov, the Shvus Yaakov in Brachas Afites, he says the same thing. The works Makor Chados Bal Din Kmei Edim Domi. This is nafkamina between the in Yaakov and the Mashal versus the Shlah. Nafmina is, let's say a person does not deserve the punishment. That's him, he's a good guy, and he does not deserve the Einish. According to the Mashal and the Ein Yankov, it's that why Hados Baldin. I'm not going to deserve it. If you don't deserve it, you're not going to get it. According to the Shlah, it's Mikoyachim, this Oire Hayoyim, and even if you don't deserve it, you can get the punishment. Nafkamino. But Maisa comes out, say the Mashal, say the Ein Yankov, say the Shlah, also the base, Oyser, Yosef Engel, and Chalm, and Vav, Oyser Beis, says it works how he does Mikoyach. Oh, it does bolt in and works back on yourself and not on somebody else. Yourself or your wife and not on somebody else. There are Hulkim, the people who argue. One Makar, an interesting Makar, is in the Rebbeinu Ephraim, in this past week's parasha, that on the pasuk of Akara Asain, that Yaakov did not want to send Binyamin down to Mitzrayim. Why? Because Yehuda is telling Yosef, cause of Akara Asain, a danger will happen on the Derech. In fact, the Rebbeinu Ephraim, so the first time it says pen, the second and third it says Bukhari also. And that's the Ben Ephraim asking the second and third time. You have to know why the left out the first, but the Echami, second the asking doctor the second and third time, Ben Ephraim and the motion of the Zakanim, two Rishonim, if was Kasha, I can say Bukhari also, I'll you talk on the Satan. You're saying something bad can happen on the Derech. You just said about, he said about Karasa, some of that battle happened.
No, he said directly, whoever stole the Gabbah will die.
How can you say it? Kubi did not know.
All of us will die. If we don't know.
Kubi didn't know. Alright. No, I thought you took on the pip, doesn't mean it'll happen for sure. But I thought you took pip, don't say it, because it can, and you're owing me inside dinner upon yourself. If you don't deserve it, you won't die, says Masha. Yeah. Again, Klolo, yes, no. But we'll stick to Al Yitzchak Piv. Now it's Klolo. Who's he talking about? He's talking about somebody else, Ben Yomin, right? The Ben Ephraim, Moshe Tzkenim, two Rishonim, and Isma Kasha, and they're asking what? That Yaakov and Yehuda, how can they say Yitzchak on the people of the Sultan? Why? Because they can affect somebody else. Who? Affect Ben Yomin. So you see the argument of Masha, argument in Yaakov, on the Shlah. Argue what the terrorist is, a fascinating terrorist. Ben Ephraim is brought down, saying this last week, Pasha Vayigash, saying Vayichi on the Pasuk Zavietuif, saying the same Tosfos HaSholem brings it down in Vayichi. That there's such a thing called a lufgaru. There's a wolf called a lufgaru, a type of wolf. And this wolf, says Ben Ephraim, a Tosfos, is a person that changes into a wolf, a werewolf. Ben Ephraim says, there's a werewolf. What's a werewolf? He says that this person, sometimes his legs come out of his shoulders, and if you want not get damaged by him, says Ben Ephraim, you should put ashes in front of him, take ashes and put them here and over there. And he says, even when he turns back to a person, he'll always have a tail. This person always has a tail, whether he's a wolf, not a wolf. A werewolf, says Ben Ephraim. Therefore, he goes on explaining that Binyamin, was one of the shifted co, was a werewolf. Therefore, he was afraid that if he goes on the derech, that by Yaakovinu's house, by his house, and if I'm there away from there, it can be semichal away from, make sure he won't turn to a wolf, he'll be fine. But once he goes to the derech, what will happen? He'll turn to a wolf, and people will see him and kill him. Therefore, kar asim aderech. With this, he wants to say that's why by Binyamin that Beth of the Beis Mikdash was on Shevet Yehuda. However, there was a small chalak, a strip that went from Binyamin that was like to the Mizbeach. So he called it, that's the zone of the tail of Binyamin, and stopped by the Mizbeach, and Mizbeach had ashes, you put it over here and over there. Fine, it's metaphors, allegories, you have to know exactly what Ben Ephraim means. Stumbling laughed afterwards. Was one of the shifted call Binyamin a real werewolf, maybe means just a tchunis. However, he answers, upshad is, are you on the people of Satan? Not sure, why? He's a werewolf. So,
is he a real lion?
This is what Ben Ephraim says. If you want, look it up. Understood.
Why not Binyamin?
Why Binyamin? It says public, it's your choice. Understood. I don't know. Yeah, you have to know what it means. In Echlami, Yishlai, Yitzhak, Beer. So the mice, when a person sees a kasha, sees a terrorist, by the time you read the terrorist, if you get the kasha, it's a shock. But mice, what had answer? You don't want to pivot the sultan, don't worry, he's a werewolf. So what? Had answer the kasha. So, l'chura pshat is, or to answer, is that it's brought down Yerodea and Simon Shinlam and Ches, that the Shechim Meirah, when he's on his deathbed, so he says Vidoy, the Lashem is Vidoy, brings down the Mechaber from the Ramban, is that he should say that part of what Vidoy is, in Emois, if I die, take me sasi kapara. If I die, then there'll be a kapara. I shall have kapara to my death. In our Chaim Sim Reish Lamites, it says by Kriyash Malamita, a person when he does Kriyash Malamita, says Mor Avram that if he did a virus that day, he should say vidui. Say vidui. Says Mor Avram, what type of vidui? He should say the vidui like a shchimera. He should say the same loshim. If I die, it'll be a misa kapara. Says Mor Avram, he should not say it. Why? Because I'll give to other people a satan. This Mor Avraham, the Behetim, Rosh Hashulchan, Kav Chaim, all be down in the same place, that a person can, when he says Vidui by himself at night, by Kriyas Shema Mito, cannot say the same Lashon as a Shechem Meirah. Why? Because a Shechem Meirah is, if that Lashon is Al Yitzchak Od Pivla Sotan. So let's ask a question, how can a Shechem Meirah, how can a person on the deathbed say it? It's also Al Yitzchak Od Pivla Sotan. And best from the Rosh Hashem, Brachas, Dav Samach, he asks Kasha, he doesn't really answer. The Peliyos, the Chor, all seems to argue. The Mekor Chaim, the Chavasiyos seems to argue for a different reason. However, the Maisa, what's Peshat from Rav Ramach HaShulchan that says, they have a right to say that if I die, there should be a kapar through my Nisa. So the Mekor Chaim, the Chavasiyos, Losh, and Simi Reshlam, and Tess is to Peseach Piv for something that's Shaloika Seda Olam, that's wrong. However, the things that's the Derech, that's going to happen, that's the Metzias, that's not being Pesach Pivla Sotan, not being Mekatrik. That's what's going to happen. That's Derech. A Kitrik is something that's not supposed to happen, comes along. You open up your mouth and you say you want me to din, it's going to happen. However, something which is the Derech, you're on your deathbed, you're supposed to die soon, right? That's what you're saying, Vidui for. For that, in a Chanami, for that, that's, you don't need a Sotan to be Mekatrik against you. You already have the Kitrik, you already is there. The din is open up in front of you. For that, that's Mutter. Hu din is Peshat and Ben Ephraim, that's saying that to say that Kor Asa Maderech, that's not the Derech. However, if you know Binyamin's going to change the Derech into being a wolf and people are going to kill him, that's the Derech, what's going to happen, that's going to happen, that's Mutter. Because to say something is Be'etzim, what is the Derech HaOlam, that's not Nichol in Psiach Piv L'Satan, that's Sam, that's the Derech. Well, that's also another way to answer up the Kasha on the Kor Asa Maderech, the Moshe Zakenim answers, or Ben Ephraim's first teretz, is he answers that when he went down to Mitzrayim,
it only answers that it's literal.
No, it could mean that chunis is going to happen. I don't know what Ben Ephraim means. Last year, a year ago exactly, it's the Uncle Julman. No, there's about this Ben Ephraim, and he knew it, and he says, he doesn't believe it, it's false, someone put it in, it can't be true. But this is the third printing ready, they still didn't change it, I'm not sure why. But, so it'd be what Stampshad is, in the Haggis say when the Shifte Kaur was a Lufgaru. Well, another terrorist answer to this cash is what the Moshe Zakenim answers, and the Ben Ephraim's first terrorist is, they said this is a Chazakah. He already lost Yosef, he already lost Shimon. Since by Chazakah, by two, there's a Chazakah, by Inif Sakana. So Nechanami, over here also, he had a right to say, because also it's a Chazakah. I'll tell this Chazakah to Tzarek Bir, because Maisa, none of them came back, they have gone the Derech beforehand, so you have to know. But the Maisa is saying in Chazakah, what's the Chariot Chazakah, so what? Look at the same shot. Once in the Chazakah, once he raised the Koyach of the Kitchuk in the Olam, Nechanami, for you to say it's not a Chazorim. Maisa, we see from the Ben Ephraim and the Moshe of Zakenim that say the din of Siach Pivla Satan applies even to somebody else. Again, we see that Kasha was on somebody else, we see it on somebody else. So Maisa, so what is Pshat in the Siach Pivla Satan? So Yudah Chosin, Sev Chasidim, the Simon Tov Ayin Tes, says, his Loshin is, she's in the Pris Kusalus Chasayim, the in of being Koyus Pris with your lips, like I said before from Avom Avinu. Who did like Kach Ayitach on the Pivla Satan? It's Hainu Hach. As love dafka thing in bad, you can't open up your mouths. Anything you say, sayla toiv, sayla ra, whether it's a Avraham Avinu saying, I'm going to come back, whether it's an oval saying something, either way, the din is, a person should not, when he opens up his mouth, he has a koich with his mouth to affect something. It's not midin, or dos bal din, it's not being mkachik, it's something, it is bris kusulis fasayim. That's how also look in Tosha, my cotton daf, it chasim and aleph, the paleoi, it's all simple in the same way.
What is What about
the tefillah? What is not normal? So you're saying you're saying my kosher Hashem to which everything's happened fine. Not saying I should, something bad should happen. Saying I should, this should not happen, not happen, not happen. Not saying I deserve more. You're not mentioning. You're saying it should not happen. Not like by Yaakov he said, but also it will happen. I'm saying it will happen the same. But I forget. So I'm saying it not to happen. Maisa, what if pshat of either briskus l'saim or al yiptach other people sotel l'feed these other rishonim? Chup pshat is like the chinuch mitzvah reish laman aleph on the mitzvah of klolo. He writes, he says, he writes about briskus l'saim has a work. He writes the peh has a koyach that affects the person outside of him. There's a gashmias and the peh has a koyach to affect outside of him. Why? Because he says the deeper speech of a person is a chelik melioni, is a chelik of the ruchnius of a higher entity. It brings down a pasuk of Bereishis of the yipach ba'af of nishmas chayim, and the targum of this says ruach m'molo, Kadosh Baruch Hu breathe into your life. What is life? Ruach m'molo means speech. That Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you a koyach of speech. That is a higher entity of a person. That is a chelik of the elyoni of ruchnius. Therefore, it says the chinuch. It's very good. Why? A person who's mochashim, who has dveikus, the elyon, a chosid, a tzaddik, that when you ask me daven for you, his words happen quicker. Why? Because he's more closer to the elyon. He's more shaykh as the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So of course, since the words are something of the elyon, something's more closer, it'll happen quicker. And therefore, it's tzaddik goes to mekayim. Why? Because when he says something, he's more has the shaykh as the elyon, and the elyon says something about it's going to happen. So again, we have the two ways to look at Al Yiptach Adam Pivla Sotum. One is either Ados Baldin Kameh Edim Doming, and therefore you have no Achmonis, it's the only means Adin, or it works Mikoyach, or the Peh, it makes the Elyon. Again, the Nachmina is, one Nachmina is that will affect somebody else, and a second Nachmina, the Mashiach himself says, you say B'Shogeg, you don't mean to say what you say. It's Al Yiptach Adam Pivla Sotum, Ados Baldin, and Nachmina, you mean what you say. But if words slip out of your mouth, it's not Al Yiptach Piv. However, if it's with Kuslis Vasayim, then Echlami is even B'shogeg. Who another Nachmino, or could be another Nachmino, is can you say, not say prepare, but do it through an action. Lamoshal, can you take your finger and put it across your neck? A symbol of Shchita, you're not saying prepare, you're doing it with an action. So there's a Gemara in Gittin, and after Zayin and Mabez, the Gemara says that Rava said a person can show anything he wants on his guf, chut Shchita v'dov ha'achor, except for Shchita and Tziras. So Rashi over there says why? Because you sow shechita on your guf, that maybe the knife that you're taking with, will you'll poke yourself with a knife, and something will happen to you. However, the Mashal says, how does it work? He says it works, al yituch odnum piv l'sotun koskein v'maisim. He's very good, he's lishitosa, he's learning midos odnum k'meidim domi. So you do it pair, who it in v'maisim, it's not a mile in the koyach pair. If the reason it works, is because you're being moita. So if you do it in action, it says, the daika tshuva, simnchof, sivkon aleph, simnchof hei, sivkon hei, that if a person takes his finger and goes across his neck, according to Mashal, it's also. Why? Because al yituch piv l'sotun applies lav dafka v'piv, it means even with an action. According to the others who learned is dafka mekoyach the pair, you can declare maybe dafka the pair with an action not. However, you can say maybe pair doesn't mean dafka. Pair means any communication. Like Kosh Baruch Hu gave you a way to communicate, you can communicate with your hands also. Could be that also is nichlam pair yishlayin. However, but certainly according to Masha, they don't communicate that sim. Not in a higher level, they don't communicate. They do things, but they won't convey one thought to somebody else. It might be built in the nature. But it's not, again, the high entity of seichel is not there. It might be built in the nature. Sign language doesn't really apply to animals. It's a higher...
No, by humans.
But humans, right. Same as if you do sign language, it's a nichol and naif, other people, certain mashal, certainly. Because all these yesh lines, nichol, and gedder, pen. Yeah, but it's not peh. Peh is a koich alien. No, it could be dafka peh, could be communication, not sure.
Isn't that anomaly where the formulated thoughts are actually making the sound where
the... Where the oil makes it down is not the way, it's not seichel. They're bringing down the end of peh, the mile of peh.
But the sound waves, that's a koich arach, the sound waves.
Right.
It's not
the... It's not good. No. The... Also, the Daika Chuva over there says another marshal that also says either a simon. He says also, let's say you want to show the Hilchos Treifus upon yourself. He says, according to Mashal, if you learn the Hilchos Treifus, you want to show a treif upon yourself, also be also. Why? He says, however, let's say a treif is dafka, something that was born that way, and it's not shaykh to you anymore, that will be mutter. Well, there's a similar Chuva in the Divrei Yoel, in the Samareva, in Chelek, in Yerdeus, in Mekopei. He says, the person is suffolk if they're an oval or not, not sure if a person passed away. So Al Kaddish, he says, say Kaddish. Why? Because there's nothing, he doesn't mention anything about anyone dying. It's not as Mekaddish Shem Shemayim. However, to wear black, he brings down the Mashon and says, to wear black, Ayitach Odom Piv L'Sotim, to be Noig Avelis, Ayitach Odom Piv L'Sotim. Going to this is the Gemara in Ksubis and the Samach Feiz. The Gemara says that Yehuda Bar Rav Chiya, that he would come home every year of Shabbos. One time he did not come home. Therefore, Yehuda says, Kofa Mitosoi, turned over his bed, Shemol Yehuda Kaim Levitoin Osoi. He would have came home by now. Therefore, Yehuda says, turn over the bed, which in the Gemara, or the halacha was, they would turn over the bed to show the symbol of Avelis. What happens in the Gemara, Shkogra Sheyotim Lefnei Asholet, and therefore Narech Nafshei. He says something with Shagir, he really was alive, and he was there in a shir, it took a long time to get home, and therefore he passed away. Rabbi Yannai said, Binoig Avelis, and therefore he passed away. So, this has happened to somebody else. It didn't happen, he's not saying about himself. So what's on the Gemara? Is it Midin, Ayiftach Piv L'Sotan, or Briskus L'Sayim, which one? So the Chora, according to Mashal, it can't be Ayiftach on Piv L'Sotan. Could it be Yannai is saying it about Yehuda Bar Bchiyo? So therefore, according to Mashal, it must be Al-Sanoladin, or Briskus L'Sayim, and look in the Shulchan Ar-Kharab, Shmiras Aguf HaNefesh, Sifya Beis, Mekishuk HaNorach, and Sim Lama Gimel, that go bring down this Gemara and say a person should not do it, and says, why as bits kusel is v'sayim? However, according to the same chassidim, the reason why it's also, you're saying bad about somebody else, you have to call Piv L'Sotan. Look at the Pre-Chodesh, he brings down the same Gemara, and says, why is it also? Why is Sim Kufta Zayin, Sim Kontes? Why as Yiftach Piv L'Sotan? Who are telling the same Achloikis? Just the Skumo was mentioned, that's when we said two separate things. We said the Indian of Nivel Peh, the Nivel Peh in the Gemara that you have the Einish of Shim Shana, the Toiv Nebuch the Rav, Dafka the Indian Ben Ishla Ishtoi, however Shardvam is Nichol in the Issa of Dovah Maguna, you won't get such a big punishment, however it certainly is also, either as Kedoshim Tiyu, or Goy Kodesh, or as Goy Godel, to listen to Nivel Peh, that's also certainly, even something that's Eina Hogdil Lachur should not listen to, and therefore again, after minutes hearing these tapes of people saying things not nicely, the Din of Ayitach Odin, people of Satan, the two ways how it works, either Al-Sados Baldin, which is, again, he's saying it about himself specifically, which is the Mashal Shlo, or is it Midin Brisk Kusulis Vasayim, however, things that the Derech HaOilam, what's aiming to happen Lachur is Mutter, things that are, that you're doing it through an action, not through your pair. Mashal says, Osir, after Kolshkein. I got it also. You took other people to sort and lab place can learn that Dafkin and Mokum Sakono. Mogavom, Simulation on Matera says only in a place where it's a Sakono or Masucha Din, that's the Ein Yankov, the Mogavom, the Chidose. The most of the examples I have to learn Din is St. Oval is Mokum Sakono, Mokum Adin, or a, going to a Chitza, the Mogavom says also is a Mokum Sakono, or even going to sleep, the Mogavom says Sakono to go to sleep. You have to know where Sakono is. It could be nighttime Sakono, I don't know. But the Allah place can say this whole thing, you took other people to sort and the Dafkin.
Actually, I
want to
go to sleep.
No, I want to go to sleep, yeah. But before you go to sleep, to say, Emma's, if I die, it should be a kapara. That, the Amor HaFam says, no, because that's a sakana. Can you say that, and say something with Shasta sakana. The mice we see over here, the koyach of the pair. It's seen Ladakh even the bad things. The marshal, by tefillah, you were saying beforehand. By tefillah, we say, wisdom of tefillah, b'chol of avchem. With your heart, of the b'chol avchem. Yet, if you daven with your heart and not prepare, you're not yet to tefillah. You need to say prepared. There's a koyach specifically with prepare, and you're not yet to tefillah. Saying it dafke believe. However, if I catch, if you say dafke prepare and not believe, you are yet to tefillah, which is a chiddush. However, you need a vada say prepare. V'oyd you see by Torah, it's written down in Simem Zayin that Mechaber Ramal agrees that a person cannot make brich the Torah if you think about Torah. You need dafke prepare. Yeah, if you think about it, it won't help. The Shulchan Aruch Rav in Hilchos Talmud Torah goes on further saying that if you learn Torah either by saying, you have to say it either prepare or you hear your chavrusa midin shmei ko'inoy. However, if you read the Gemara with your eyes, he says you're not makayin the mitzvah Talmud Torah. It's a chiddush also because a lot of people read it with their eyes. The Gemara Erevin, Daphne Dalin, the Gemara says that for you kick to Talmud who's learning quietly, he says you have to learn b'remach evorim, you have to learn prepare. So we see there's an Indian, a very strong Indian of koich prepare. You have to do say b'ral al yishlot that a person should open his mouth to satan, this crucial is for saim, and certainly in Torah, a person should do a prepare, then in the filo. Tak just end of how Shemana Esra ends off, l'kai netzila shonai, my role is supposed to be not b'mirmo, only b'sach libi b'sar secho, b'mitzv secho tiyadot nafshi.